Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
The following show has been pre-recorded in front of a live, stupid audience. Viewer discretion is advised. And if you're viewing this radio station, let me know how that's working out for you. Hi, this is the Indie Circuit, big show number 46. Wow, it's the Radio St. Pete exclusive. My name's Mal. Your name is audience or listener? Listener. Let's go with listener. And this is the show dedicated to bringing you the wacky, wild, out-of-control world of independent music. Can you imagine it? 2015. Yikes. Another click off the calendar. Oh, man. Well, the reason I gave that little faux in front of a live pre-recorded is because this show is actually being pre-recorded. Yes, that's right. Due to obligations out of my control, I am recording this show ahead of time on New Year's Eve. That's right. The ball is hovering above the masses, waiting for the countdown for the drunken people to go, yay, things, and then go back to their lives. So, very interesting. I don't mind doing the pre-recorded show every now and again, and I don't think you'll mind either. But yeah, it took some time to reflect, you know. One of the things I like to do is always just kind of reflect back, think about, you know, what was this year? What was 2014? Boy, it gets harder and harder. The years kind of mush together, you know. For a long time, I was getting, I had exchange students staying with me, and that's kind of like an indexer. Like, I remember things in my life from that year, those years, like, and that's how I remember it. Like, I go, oh, let's see, I got my black belt when Kaneko was here, and that was when Abu died, my cat, and then that was 2005. That's right. Like, you know, it's kind of interesting. I mean, I know I'll be having another exchange student soon as in probably the next school year. But it's without that kind of stuff, you know, I do accomplishments, I do things, I work on stuff, but I can't have any kind of like indexer. It's almost like I, you know, I was born, graduated high school, graduated college, moved to Florida, worked at Bob Evans, worked at my current job. There's like lots of accomplishments in there, but like there's big chunks. Like I can't remember little details or things like that. I don't think it's a disease. I think I just, that's life. I don't know. I think my memory was a bit better when I was younger. But hey, enough about that. Let's listen to some music. Then we'll muse more about what 2014 really was.
Alrighty then.
say what you will. Say it. Say what I want. Well, you never cared enough for me to care at all. I saw you longing before you were gone. Thank you.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
私やりたくないのにこんなことやらされてるんだよ。ポッドキャストとかも知らんしみたいな話なんですけど、っていうか何このフォーチュクッキーしか食べられないっていうこのは。
Alright, that was John Snodgrass. The name, the CD is called Visitors Band. You can find those on Suburban Home Records. I played for you Fast in Last, Fast One Slow, Not That Rad.I had to practice that before I turned the microphone back on. I'm like, fast at first and last? Fast one's shoe? It was frustrating. Maybe I gotta get my eyes checked. That's not true. I just had my eyes checked. So, if I can, I always try to throw out the record company as well. Because like, this one here is called Suburban Home Records. And, you know, they have some great specials a lot of times. Like, I remember one time I spent... It was just $50 for 50 CDs, and they just you pay them through PayPal, and they just mail you a huge box. It's all, and it's not doubles, you know. It's all just like random CDs they had, or you know, music that they have to sell. You know, it's like a once a year thing, or every maybe twice a year. But they have a lot of specials, so check them out, and check out John Snodgrass on Facebook while you're doing that stuff, and other things before I. Before we go to our commercial break, I would say make sure you are getting the Radio St. Pete TuneIn app, or just go to your app store, whatever you're using, you know, if it has an app store, go find it. Go find Radio St. Pete. It's going to be out there. Just grab it up, man. This station is taking off, and you should be part of it. And then you can have us on the go. You can listen to my show and show all your friends. You know, maybe you're sitting at the bar, and they're like, I hate what they're playing. And you're like, oh, yeah, you want to hear some awesome music? Boom. And you just dial up the archives. Because the indie circuit is now in the archives, baby. That's right. We started archiving the last couple shows, and we're going to keep that rolling along. So now you can prove to your friends that you know where all the happening good, new, crazy music is. Won't that be fun? Sure, well, why wouldn't it be fun? So, yes, now where was I? On to 2015. I always say 2015. I never say 2015. I don't even know. I wonder what are these kids going to be called? You know, like the kids that are coming into the workforce now are called millennials. You know, so what are the 20 teens going to be called? I don't even want to know. I'll probably be dead by then, killed by music collection avalanche. So I guess a bigger question, other than me talking about my past and history and blah blah blah, you know, how do you celebrate your New Year's? You know, when I was younger, of course, it entailed lots of alcohol and blacking out, and then sometimes fireworks and blacking out, and then you know, craziness and blacking out. You're seeing a trend here, don't you? Yes, lots of alcohol consumption and craziness and wackiness, and then you know, then you slowly get a little bit older, and for the most part you the alcohol blacking out slows down or stops a little bit, and then eventually you nothing, you know. New Year's is just another day, and if you go, oh, I hope I can make it to see the ball drop. That's never a problem with me because I'm a second shift person. So, you know, I'm up till usually 12 to 1 in that range anyway. So if I would miss the ball drop, that would mean I went to bed early. And I usually don't do that either. But, it's also very different in other cultures. You know, often New Year's is celebrated by a furious house cleaning as far as, I'm not talking about coaches being fired. I mean like where they, you know, they clean their houses. Every room is just clean from top to bottom, and it's kind of like a refreshing new start. Or they'll hang a certain ceremonial kind of wreath or flower placed out by the front, and that's there for a certain amount of days. You know, every culture is different. Almost all of them, I believe, welcome in the new year with some kind of hope and a renewed faith, and you're hopeful that the year is better than the one that's passed, or maybe you're coming out of a great year and you just hope it continues, you know. I don't think 2014 was particularly wonderful for me, but it wasn't tragical. I just mean it wasn't tragical either. Mystical, wonderful, tragical. So, you know, it's just one of those things where I think everyone approaches it going, oh, you know, you have your New Year's resolutions, generally fail unless you really, really are dedicated to them. And that's one of those things that, you know, I think there are certain industries that thrive on it. You know, the health foods, you know. I know this Sunday there'll be tons of vegetarian coupons for the Morningstar vegetarian stuff and all that kind of thing, which my parents will enjoy very much because that's what they eat always. They've always been vegetarians for 20 years, give or take. So, you know, then they get to save a little bit of money on their everyday food. And of course, gyms are another big one where everyone goes and they plop down their money. And the gyms probably love it. They're like, yes, because they'll never see most of the people again. You know, they'll see them for a little while and then, then they go away, you know. And that's, it's an odd phenomenon. You know, you have to really want it. You have to really want what your resolution is, you know. I don't really make resolutions, but I had a few things that I'm hopeful that I accomplished this year, you know. And it's stuff like play more guitar, get better at playing guitar. That's kind of goes hand in hand, I guess. Work on our video project and a little bit more, you know. But will it happen? It takes a lot to change a person, you know. You're kind of set in your ways, aren't you? Think about it over this music break, won't you? Thank you.
Mock! Yeah! Ing! Yeah! Bird! Yeah! 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 Mockingbird! Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird! And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring!
Diamond ring!
And if that diamond ring don't shine!
was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we could talk to?
No, now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
Very nice. That was Red Bacteria Vacuum under the Benton label, straight out of Japan. I played Y, Envy, and the Big Moon. That was all off of their Dolly Dolly Makes a... Oof. Huh? Hold on. Oh my god. Dolly Dolly Makes an Epoch. Huh. No habla. But that's okay. All I gotta remember is Red Bacteria Vacuum Benton label from Japan. Dig it. Be there, be square. They are all on Facebook, of course. And they have much more awesome music to listen to. So, before I get into any of that, I'm going to give my little plug for some of my other stuff, because I have numerous projects, and I like for people to listen to them and say, hey, that was funny, or hey, I heard that. So, I have numerous podcasts. First one, Slow Robot A-Go-Go. Two places you can find that, slowrobotagogo.wordpress.com. That's like kind of the home page, the original page. Or there's a different version of, or same show, different version of the page, on bunchofdorks.com. That is the landing page for three podcasts that I've had for quite some time. Top one is Slow Robot A-Go-Go. That's the B through Z grade movies. Me and my friend Dr. Morbius from Parts Unknown talk about all kinds of wacky stuff. Just the movies we review are, wow. You have to listen to believe it. And then there's the middle podcast, which is not mine, but just some friends of mine. They do. It's a comic book podcast called Two Dimension Podcast. These cats all have tons of knowledge, and they drop it on you at will. I don't really read comic books, but if you dig that stuff, check out Two Dimension Podcast. And then the bottom one, the namesake of the website, Bunch of Dorks, is quite possibly the longest-running podcast in the history of ever. coming up on our 10-year anniversary. Yeah, it's a long time. I even did some shows for it, solo shows when I was in Korea. Just kept uploading. You know, we were talking about it. Me and my friend were talking about the podcast and the shows and stuff like that. And I said, you know, listen, I know this isn't my job. I have an actual like place I go to for employment, you know. But once you've sat in front of a microphone week in and week out every week, you know, of your life for 10 years, there's no way you can't do this. You know, it's almost like it just, I don't know. It's not therapy, but it's just something you do. You do it so much, you'd be like, I couldn't just walk away from it. So yeah. So, if you can't get enough of our dumbness, then why don't you go to YouTube? And there is a video project now. It's a old style creature feature where I play a deranged clown, and my friend Dr. Morbius plays a luchador doctor. And we're trying to contact the past because we are in a post-apocalyptic world. We're the two last known survivors, and you know, things ain't going so good. We're trying to save the world, and all we're getting back are the transmissions of these strange movies, like Duck and Cover and Designed for Dreaming and what was the other one? Do's and Don'ts of Dating from 1946. So if those appeal to you, and we're going to move into some real full-length movies in the very near future, go to the YouTube and search out Creature Feature with Doc and Clown. It will be a hoot for everyone involved. And plus, you could, you know, give us a thumbs up, and that would be nice, too. Okay, enough of that. Let's go to some music, shall we? Of course we shall.
You little, I'll teach you to laugh at something that's funny.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back. what you do in Initech, if you take the specifications from the customers and you bring them down to the software engineers.
Yes, that's right.
Well, then I just have to ask, why couldn't the customers just take them directly to the software people, huh?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because engineers are not good at dealing with customers.
Uh-huh. So you physically take the specs from the customer?
Well, no. My secretary does that, or the fax.
Huh. So then you must physically bring them to the software people?
Well, no. Yeah, I mean, sometimes.
What would you say you do here?
Well, look, I already told you. I deal with the goddamn customers so the engineers don't have to. I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Well, all right, all right. That was Psycho Sanchez Supergroup. The CD is called Fishing for Zombalism. And I played for you Zombero Walk, My Brain Hurts, Cars and Guitars, and finished it off with Zombie Style. So check out Psycho Sanchez Supergroup out on Facebook or search it on the internet, and I'm sure you're going to find it, and it'll say, go to Facebook. That's where everything is. It's amazing. Facebook has slowly morphed into from a social media thing to a, I don't know what the heck you'd call it now. It's just tons of kind of bands there and TV shows and public figures and heck, even had to make a page for my podcast and for that video project. Just you kind of have to do these things now. It's really tough. Even like Twitter, I've started like two different Twitter things, one for the video project and then one for the older podcasts, and I just can't keep up with it. It's nonsense to me. It's just garbled nonsense. I can't like express something meaningful in 140 characters or less. It's popular. It's huge. I mean, I'm the one that's not getting it. I just don't get it. When that came out, I was like, well, I can't wait for this to go away quickly. And here we are a couple years later. I was like, why won't this go away? This has no value to me whatsoever. But then every time I start up a new project, they're like, well, you got to go on Twitter and then you got to cross promo it with blah, 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 and bleep and bloop and make sure the search engines find it. And so tags are very important. You know, there's all this stuff going on in the background of every internet page, every internet search engine. You know, there's like all these tips and tricks to help get discovered, you know, and if you don't know them, you're just going to be floating around in the internet hoping somebody bumps into you. You know, the same chance of finding a inhabited life, just launch a missile and hope it bounces off something. It's kind of a double-edged sword. You know, I was watching a documentary about kind of like the controlling nature of everything, of media and of governments, of democracy, of dictatorship, you know. And although we're in this very free form right now with the internet, as far as, you know, news is, of course, going through certain channels. Only certain things get reported on. Where now you have millions of people with microphones and internet, and they're making podcasts, you know? So now you have a ton of outlets out there. But the problem is now it's swollen up, and now there's, like, too many outlets out there. You know, if you type in B-movie review, you know, where's Slow Robot in that list? That's mine, Slow Robot A-Go-Go. It's my B-movie review. You know, there's probably 30 million of them. I mean, I don't know what the real number is. It's a lot, you know. And then you're like, well, how do you get noticed? Well, either you do something shocking and you're a jerk. You know, like, you do something so egregious that society points a finger at you, then you're popular for that. Which, what benefit is that, you know? I remember, a local thing. There was this, I forget the name. It was, like, Sexual Chocolate or something. That there was some very risque show on Tampa Bay Public Access. And that drew a ton of media coverage, but for the wrong reason. You know, nobody was going, oh yeah, that's a great thing. Everyone was just looking at it under a microscope going, public access. They're crazy. And then we got shut down.
Milton.
Spade.
Hi. Could you turn that down just a little bit?
Well, I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume from 9 to 11.
Yeah, no, I know you're allowed to. I was just thinking maybe like a, you know, personal favor.
Well, I told Bill that if Sandra's going to listen to her headphones while she's falling, then I should be able to listen to the radio while I'm collating. Uh-huh. So I don't see why I should have to turn down the radio because I enjoy listening at a reasonable volume.
Thanks.
From 9 to 11.
Melton.
Warning! Godzilla versus the Thing, a shattering motion picture not for the weak of heart. Here in all its astounding realism is a soul-shocking experience. How much terror can you stand? What was this thing of unbelievable and unequaled terror that challenged Godzilla to a battle of unhuman strength versus supernatural evil? Godzilla versus the Thing. See the War of the Giants. See the birth of the world's most terrifying monster. See armies of the world destroyed by the Thing. The producers of Godzilla vs. the Thing issue warning to those who cannot take its full horror. To you with guts, you must see Godzilla vs. the Thing from the beginning in color scope from American International.
See, a very old movie. That's kind of fun to watch. Ah, yes. As I'm plopping things in and you know, formulating my show, the fireworks are already going off in the area. That's the one thing that I do find very charming about Florida, or maybe just where I live. I assumed it was all of Florida and probably parts of Georgia. Fireworks kind of start around 6 or 7 of the night of whatever day it is, and kind of keep going for like a week. You know, like we'll hear, there'll be fireworks going off periodically, you know, and then they'll die down a little bit. And then closer to 10 or 11, there'll be a whole bunch of going off. And then of course, midnight is when the huge firework explosions happen and everyone's yay and all that stuff. But then tomorrow, you know, I'll be laying in bed around 9 o'clock and there'll just be fireworks going off. And then it'll be like Friday or Saturday and then fireworks going off. And you're like, huh, okay. Hey, you want to give that a rest a little bit? No? Neat. Thanks. But whatever. You know. It should be interesting. I always have cats, and you know, older cats could care less about most things. But this is my first year with very young kittens. I got them. If you've been listening to me over the weeks, I got them around October or November, something like that. And they're so things are very new, but also like very traumatic. You know, these fireworks when they get really really loud might scare the cats, and they'd be like kind of oh my god, you know. And I know I have a new roof coming on the house, getting put on the house in the hopefully near future, and they're gonna be rattled, you know. Cats don't like change. I will tell you that much. So yeah, I guess I don't know. That's you know, I'm gonna play some more music, but then that's gonna be about the end of it for this week's show. You know, what are you looking forward to, man? What are you thinking? What are you thinking about for this year? What are your hopes and aspirations? Go get them, man. Just don't sit back and let another year like sands through the hourglass go through your hands, you know. I'm going to start my day off, or start my year off right with a walk on beautiful Clearwater Beach. Let the ocean sounds kind of relax me, you know. Got to get my blood pressure down, chill a little bit. Because I'll tell you what, if you haven't been to the Clearwater Beach area, you got to go. Because it is very nice. Take a nice long walk, and, you know, what is it, pop top in your flip-flops? I don't know. All right, let's listen to some music.
Helen, start your engine.
I'm going to where the action is. You won't see the whites of my eyes. Left in the dust, you'll be quite surprised. When this Raiders coach comes to shut you down. Stepping out, stepping out. In my Raiders coach, my Raiders.
The next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
And that is how you end a show, my friends. That is The Ghastly Ones. 2009, Gears and Ghoul Finks. I played for you Cargoyle, Raiders Coach, Think Fink, which I can only think is an homage to Rat Fink, Big Daddy Ed Roth, one of my favorite all-time car customizers in the history of ever. I did, for Christmas, I got a book, like a Rat Fink book. It talks about him, and I haven't started reading it yet. I really got to jump into that. I also got a Zoom portable recorders, so I'm looking forward to getting out there and interviewing some live bands for you guys. We can actually meet some of these bands. I know Steve Robinson and Ed Wotula have a CD release party coming out soon. I think I'll be doing some behind-the-scenes stuff and talking to them about their new CD. It's always fun time, And I was going to go out and start recording people, but I always kind of felt really awkward. Like, all I have was my phone. I don't think that looks right. So I plopped down a few bucks, and Santa Claus brought me a very cool little Zoom recorder. It's a handy little thing. I got to get out there and make sure I use it. I have a pinball tournament coming up down at a huge pinball place that I think I'm going to schedule an interview with and talk to them and give you guys a little bit of an insight about the world of a pinball enthusiast. It's a horrible, horrible thing. Nah, it's not really. It's great. All right, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed this show. I hope you enjoyed your year. I hope you're looking forward to a new year. And I hope you're looking forward to a new year of the Indie Circuit. I will see you all next time. Same bat time, same bat channel.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.